he thinks that he's doing some kind of a service to Islam. Yeah. And these people are deranged. I've come across a lot of them. I've had personal experiences with these kind of individuals. They're deranged. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Hope you guys are well. Welcome back to my channel. As you guys know, yesterday there was an attack done by ISIS. Once again, a cowardly act, targeting innocent civilians going about their life, just as the far right who did the same attack in Australia. This was done in Austria, but the other one was done in Australia. I mean, sorry, New Zealand, where a far right maniac went into a mosque and started killing innocent Muslims. And this scumbag, dirtbag that we can hear, who thinks he's a big man with his big biceps, big knife, and Kalashnikov thinks he's some kind of a hero in Islam. And he's under the delusion that he thinks that him killing innocent people is somehow he has belief that he's going to stand in front of God and God's going to say, well done, here's paradise for you. Or more like, get the hell into hell, you scumbag. Now, this guy is, I'm so sorry, I'm going to make it very clear. He's a Muslim, yes, a deranged Muslim. And people like him are the reason why we have attacks against Muslims and our prophet being insulted and attacked. Here, when the attack was happening, this dirtbag, I'm so sorry, I'm going to refer to him as a ISIS scum dirtbag, swearing, I swear to Allah, you haven't seen anything from us just yet. Yeah, he thinks he's a big man. Going killing innocent people makes him really tough. We have prepared for Britain what never crossed your minds, I promise, you know. And now they want to start trouble in the United Kingdom. And when these kind of attacks happen, brothers and sisters, if you see these quotes, do you think he's going to use these quotes? Do you think we Muslims, Orthodox Muslims who practice their religion, pray, you know, do you think we're going to be using these tweets? We will put fear in you and terrorize you even in your dreams when you are asleep. Blood for blood. Just wait for our surprises. Ha ha ha. Alhamdulillah. This coward, he thinks that he's doing some kind of a service to Islam. Yeah? And these people are deranged. I've come across a lot of them. I've had personal experiences with these kind of individuals. They're deranged. They want a belonging. They come from a troubled background. And even there was some recent study, not studies, there was something released by the MI5 that two of these guys who went to join ISIS actually bought a book called Dummies, Muslim for Dummies or something like that, yeah? Or Islam for Dummies. And these guys are exactly that, guys. They have gone out there killing in a killing spree and shooting innocent people walking by. Now, the question that needs to be asked is, are these people, you know, who are they serving? Do you think when they carry out these attacks, they are honoring the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? Do you think they are making people more inclined to learn more about Islam? Do you think they are making people be like, you know what, this religion of Islam, we would like to know more about it, sounds so good? Who benefits from their attacks? Nobody but Islamophobes. Nobody but people, individuals, the far right, the neo-Nazis, those individuals are the ones who benefit out of this because they use this to further push their agenda. Just as I interviewed Tommy Robinson's friend Kaylin, he testified and said that Tommy Robinson would actually be happy when he would hear these attacks, and I don't blame him. And I said, you know what? I know he does. Why? Because it supports their agenda and it's a tit for tat. ISIS and the far right are buddies. I've said this before, I'll say it again. When a certain attack happens, they benefit from each other. When ISIS carry an attack, the far right say, see, we need to get Islam out of Europe. When the far right attack, ISIS say, there you go, they're attacking us. And that's the reason why this coward tweeted blood for blood, or God knows what, most likely because of that. Now, I want to say something. As an Orthodox Muslim, I practice my religion. I'm not a coward like these guys who think that they don't do the basics of their religion. They can just go out there and get killed in the process of killing others and think they're going to be a martyr. You are nothing but an absolute coward. You're living in a land where you're residing and you are waging war on innocent civilians. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us that the lowest form of faith is to move a harmful object from the road. Now, if I was in a situation where I was armed with a gun, and I happened to be in that very place in Vienna, what do you think my religion teaches me to do? To silently watch this guy kill innocent people and be like, that's got nothing to do with me? Or does my religion say to me that I have to take action if I have the means, by the way, guys? I'm not asking anyone to be a superhero, yeah? But if I had the means, yeah, I would have no shadow of a doubt. I have no shadow of a doubt that to take this guy down, to save innocent people's lives is a part of Islam. This is what Islam teaches. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you save a single soul, it's as if you've saved the whole of humanity. And this is the reason why the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, spoke so harshly against these group called the Khawarij. This is who these people are. They go out there and kill in the name of Islam. They look like us, they talk like us, they walk like us. And when they do these attacks, who gets the backlash? Innocent Muslims going about their lives, getting their hijabs ripped off their faces, spat at, beaten, or even murdered in cold blood. And that is the reason why we need to step up against these individuals. And brothers and sisters, I urge you guys, if you know anybody who is deranged, go to the authorities. These people are the reason why our religion has been attacked. But on a positive note, these two men, these two brothers here, are the two Turkish individual Muslims who actually helped a lady who was shot. And one of them actually got shot themselves with a shotgun, and they managed to save a police officer in the process. Now, the question that needs to be asked is the following. These two men are Muslim. Yeah. Now, this other guy claims to be a Muslim. Now, which one do you think the far right and ISIS would call a real Muslim? I'll be honest with you, ISIS would look at these two and think these guys are they're apostates. They're not even real Muslims. Guess what the far right would say? They would agree with them and say, damn right, these guys are not your Muslims. And when you turn to this ISIS dirtbag here, and we asked ISIS would say, yeah, this is a real Muslim. Guess what the far right would say? The far right would admit the same thing and say, yes, he is a true representation of Islam. And you see the hypocrisy. When it's Muslims doing something good as saving their lives in that process, the media will not touch up on that. They are, you know, seen as Turks, you know. They will not be mentioned as Muslims, you know. But when the perpetrator is a Muslim, you know, is anything to do with that, oh, Islam, straight away. So brothers and sisters, and those who are watching this, want to make something very clear. We are totally against these individuals. These guys are the biggest enemies. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, have told us that how harshly we should be with these individuals. That if the Prophet said, if I was to live at their time, I would destroy them as God has destroyed Ad. Allah, God Almighty, destroyed nations before. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that he would have destroyed these people because the havoc they cause to everybody and society at large, and especially Muslims. So this was just a little reminder video from me to you guys, and let us, inshallah, make awareness to this, inshallah, and share it with your friends and family as well, and non-Muslims, to show that, you know what, if you're going to call this individual, and we're not saying he's not a Muslim, by the way, we're not saying this individual who carried that attack is not a Muslim, he's a deranged individual, but these two individuals served Islam and done the teaching of a Muslim, what Islam teaches, more than this absolute scum of this earth who thinks that he can go out there, kill innocent people and be shot in the process and think he's going to have a free pass to paradise. More like a free pass to hell. Anyways, guys, till next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.